Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, baby. Everybody go check out our other shows. I do the Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. And Ben does the Game Brain podcast, and he does a cartoon called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. So go subscribe to that masterpiece. We're also selling a bunch of masks right now, some really, really funny Luann masks and Carl masks from Summer House. We just added Lisa Rinna lips. You can find those at crappensmerch.com. A portion of those proceeds go to MedShare. And we are doing a live show this Friday night. We're going to do our Real Housewives of New York recap live at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern, on our Crappens on Demand channel on Patreon. We'll do a little pre-show before that at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Instagram, so come check that out. And today, it's time for Below Deck Mediterranean, okay?
Yes, but first, let's do some small business shout-outs. I got one. This is great because it's a small black female business shout out. So we love that. We are trying to lift everyone up as much as possible. This one comes from Diane, who wants to give a shout out to a small black female owned business in Metro Detroit called Lush Yummies Pies Company. And they are on Instagram at Lush Yummies Pie Company. And she says they have the most delicious lemon butter pies. So go check them out at lushyummypies.co/shop. Let me double check that that's .co and not a typo. No, it is .co, not .com. And by the way, yummy is spelled, it's Y-U-M-M-I-E, not with a Y. So lush yummy. lushyummiespie.co/shop and get yourself a delicious lemon butter pie, everyone.
And next up, this is from Carly. She, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Okay, she does custom drawings, paintings, and ornaments in a whimsical style. One time she did a group watercolor of the Real Housewives of Orange County, and Kelly Dodd commented and called her talented. She died. She's not sure if we're still taking submissions. We are! She has a coupon. I'm so sorry, everybody. She has a coupon code for us. It's Crappens. Use that and you'll get 20% off anything. And she always ships priority mail for free. Okay. So to find this, she's on Instagram and Etsy at Poppy and Bird. That's P-O-P-P-Y, Poppy and Bird. And go get your artwork. Okay.
Yeah, go get your artwork. There was another one. I was going to give a shout out to a business that like my friend had, and I can't remember what it is, and it's killing me.
Well, actually, I've got one. You can save that one for later, because I've got another one we can do, because this shouts out Dom, your man. She says that her five-year-old took one of Dom's Broadway classes online, and she's been playing the spoons to Old Town Road ever since.
That's adorable. Yeah, Dom, my boyfriend Dominique, is a choreographer, and he occasionally does virtual dance classes. So I'll try to keep that. I'll try to like alert everyone when one's coming up, because you can just go on to Zoom. And I've also been talking with him about the idea of doing a Crappens dance class. So we just have to figure out a good time to do that.
Lord help
us. Yeah, why not? Like, why not? We have a lot of listeners who love to dance or just bored and just want to learn to dance a little bit. And we're just trying to figure out a time that works with him, with his schedule. And then I'll let everyone know, and then people can sign up and do that, because I think that'd be really, really fun. Why not?
Yeah, why not? All right, everybody. Well, thanks for those. Go support your small businesses. We hope everybody is taking care of each other out there, taking care of yourselves and each other, like Jerry Springer used to say. It's a tough time out there. So let's laugh for a little while, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk some Below Deck Med. Absolutely fucking crazy, okay?
So let's take our mind off the stress of a pandemic and put it into the stress of a yacht with awful guests.
Yes, please. I need to get away from this goddamn world. I made the mistake. I woke up and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I haven't read the news in so long. I'm going to lay here in bed and just read. It's going to be so peaceful. Oh my God. I came out of that shell shot. It's like, oh God, never let me read the news again, please.
Never. It's horrifying. It's horrifying, horrifying, horrifying. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. Thank God for TV. Like, reality TV. I added that. That was my embellishment.
Okay, so for those of you who aren't caught up on Below Deck, here's a previously. Oh my God, there's 12 guests. Oh, my finger. I just need someone who can work. You're no longer the lead deckhand. I'm considering leaving you at the dock. Bernardo has put together Miami's elite, most elite. It's not really my style to cook for a vegan. It's the worst day of my life. Okay, we're caught up.
Yeah, basically, what it all comes down to is a really demanding vegan. Okay, so guess what? The guests were just served food, and they're still hungry, and they want more courses. So until they get their food, they're just going to jangle their jewelry and be like, more, 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 more.
You swallowing that fucking bracelet, you jingle that shit at me. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. So Hannah, she comes down to the galley. She's like, hey, honey, we need to work on the portion size, hey? All right, you need to do this. He's like, ah, Kiko having worst day of his life. Kiko.
Vegans, no! I also loved seeing this new version of honey because it's like so kind. It's like, all right, honey. That was, was that like a honey hug? All right, it was the kind version of honey. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, kind honey. I mean, I think something is off with Hannah this season because we have never seen a kind honey before.
Yeah, it was our first. It was our first kind honey in the wild.
Yeah, I feel like Lara put a hex on Hannah, and it's like slowly working its way through her system. It's like I never saw that movie that was like, well, it dragged me to hell, but I know it's about a woman who gets a spell put on her, and then like over the course of the movie things just get worse and worse and worse for her. I feel like Lara put like a hex, like a drag me to hell hex on Hannah, and Hannah is slowly going from honey to honey.
Drag me to honey, honey.
Drag me to honey. Drag me to pith, honey.
So Rob and Malia are talking in the wheelhouse, and he's like, well, how do you feel about Unit now that he's demoted? And she's like, well, you know, I've decided to put him on late because he'll be away from females. But also, he'll have time to realize that he's just creeping out the whole crew. And while she's talking, it just keeps cutting to Unit in bed, just rubbing his boobs. He's like, yeah, I'm dreaming about me, baby, yeah.
Rob, meanwhile, is like, why did you have to yell that at me? Sensitive.
I would appreciate if you gave that to me in a different energy.
Thank you. So the guests now, they've had their foods. So they go up to the jacuzzi. It's like party time, party time, party time. And Hannah has decided not to stay up on late. She has now assigned that to Bugsy. So she's going to sleep. And we see the first of several shots of Hannah taking pills this episode. So this is the new, this is like a new element. Normally we get Hannah smoking cigarettes and sleeping in bed, but this season we're getting a lot of pills. And we did get that one self-help thing that someone said was Anna Wintour.
That is hilarious. She's listening to self-help by Anna Wintour.
Yeah, it was apparently Anna Wintour's masterclass, according to one of our listeners.
And I don't know if you guys have heard, Anna Wintour not had the best year, okay? pretty much canceled this year, so it might have been the wrong thing to listen to.
Also, I just don't know if I want Anna Wintour to give me a pep talk.
Me neither. Actually, get a haircut. Maybe I kind of do. How about that? How about here's my pep talk, Anna Wintour. Your hair is stupid, okay? You've had your hair longer than Lisa Rinna. Get a haircut.
Yeah. Anna Wintour, why do I feel like if I were to eat your head, I would double in size and be able to stomp on Goombas?
Yeah, this Hannah with pills thing. I mean, we saw it a couple weeks ago. They show Hannah in the dark taking a pill, and I think they stopped the music at that point. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why would they make such a big deal out of taking a pill? But this time it's like, it's a pill! Dun, 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 dun. And the yeah. music stops and the boat stops rocking. It's like, what is she taking? Have they made heroin pills? Like, what is she taking over there that's causing this much of a ruckus? And can I get some, please?
All the fish in the sea just stop swimming for a moment. Like a shark is about to bite a grouper and the shark was like, wait a sec. They both like look up at the yacht. You know, it's like a Disney movie. Yeah. Ariel stops brushing her hair with a fork.
Totally.
So, anyway, it's 3:45 a.m., and we see Pete waking up for Anchor Watch. I think this is the official beginning of Pete being minimized out of the show, because he doesn't have a confessional, and he's really not very much. They really give him very little, except for, like, lying in bed or walking up a staircase.
Yeah, they're like, cut everything except the part where he's rubbing his boobs, because that's gold.
Yeah.
Everything else, cut
That's it. The good stuff. So he shows up for Anchor Watch. I was afraid this was going to turn into a thing, but it wasn't. He just went to Anchor Watch. And then it was the morning.
So the next morning, Jess is trying to open a cabinet, but her finger hurts. So there's that. And then in the kitchen, Captain comes down to Kiko, and she's like, so, how did they like dinner last night, Kiko? He's like, they like it. I don't like it. I was not happy with the dinner last night. She's like, well, you know what? We're going to figure this out. You're going to figure out your plates, but first, you got to figure out the plates you're going to put them on, and then you figure out what ingredients you're going to use, and then you prep all those ingredients, okay? You chop them, you get them into little bowls, then you line them all up, then you start putting them together, and then you use a thing called fire, okay? Because fire helps, okay? And you cook them, okay? That's how every chef has done it. Every chef has done it since I've been working with them. That's how they've done it. I'm like, that's how you cook. Get out of the kitchen.
Hey, you know, it's okay. You're just fine-tuning your machine, okay? And let me tell you something. Here's how you fine-tune your machine. It starts with, you got it. It's a hug. Bring it in, Kiko. Come on. Bring it in right here. All right. All right. Let this hug organize your emotions. There you go, big guy.
So, of course, Jess is taking breakfast orders. And she's like, can I get you some breakfast? And the guy's like, yes, I would like some avocado toast with, guess what it's going to be? Is it going to be snails? No. Is it going to be a kind of lettuce? No. Mushrooms. That's right. Get me some mushrooms.
And gluten-free bread. Don't leave out the best part.
And gluten-free
just in
bread.
Case,
yeah.
Just in case it couldn't be any more of a high-maintenance meal.
Man, that guy just loves his mushrooms.
He's obsessed with the mushrooms. I feel like he's probably on... Well, he's not on... Maybe he's on keto, because, like, mushrooms are big on keto. So so then Hannah's, like, talking to the guests to be like, all right, honeys, today we're going to go take the boat out on the water, and then we're going to have the toys, and then we'll have a 15-minute break for you guys to complain about things, and then after that, we'll have offer you some food with very minimal vegan options, and we'll let that guy in the corner get all mad, and we'll get some mushrooms for him, and then after that, it's extra honey time, where I'll go downstairs and tell everyone honey in a nice way, and I'll be weird, and then won't take your order for the rest of the chatter. All right, enjoy.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, oh, good, what a good day for my birthday. Oh, it's your birthday, honey? He's like, yes, 36. I'm getting so old. I was like, yeah, you're 30s. Yeah, I'm 36, too.
Yeah. You know what's old? Your attitude, sir. I wish. Yeah. I just hope they give him some European juice and call it a day. So, yeah, so everyone's doing, it's like morning activities, you know. Well, let's get those ropes up. Malia and Alex are working with ropes, getting their ropes up. And here comes the anchor, and here comes Bugsy. Good morning!
Where is Bugsy here in my notes? I'm scrolling.
She's everywhere you need her to be. Just listen for the sound of thunder.
Yeah, bully. Bugsy's in front of the boat pulling it. It's like, I've got it! I've got the boat! Should they pull up the anchor and Bugsy sitting on it, stirring some cookies?
Harvesting mushrooms for the guests.
Well, we had a mushroom shortage, so I put some mold down under the boat, and now I got thunder mushrooms.
And then we cut to the lady, one of the lady clients, and she's just sitting there with some weird lip mask on. What is that?
Yeah.
She looked like she was trying to be like Lisa Rinna. But what does that thing do? Do I need that?
It was alarming to me. It was very strange. And then we see Jess. She's like, she has some surface cleaner. She's spraying it. But she's also like got her cast up and she's trying to like hide her face from the spray of it. She's like, it's like, Jess, turn the nozzle around. Aim it at the table, not your face.
It's a struggle, but I have to show them I'm fine. I'm like equivalent to someone with a really bad hangover. Whatever.
That's not good, by the way. Have you seen this show before? People with really bad hangovers get in trouble all the time.
Yeah. So then they're putting toys out and stuff, and Rob tells Malia, I ripped my toe yesterday, like the whole inside, by my nail. And she's like, gross.
Yeah. So then inside, Kiko's like, today I'm going to show everyone what I can do. I'm going to make sushi. I'm going to make lots and lots of sushi. So he goes and tells the primary that he's making sushi, and this guy, Bernardo is his name, I guess. He's like, okay, do you have ponzu sauce? And Kiko's like, not sure what that is. I'll Google for you. So I'm like, oh gosh, please don't let ponzu sauce play a pivotal role in this episode, because that's just so below deck.
Yeah. So then Hannah and Malia, deck team, guess headed towards water sports. And Malia's like, we need a few minutes here. My toe. But we have toys. But toys.
Rob, Malia, how far are you on that toe? He's like, I just sat down. First, I have to examine the toe, and then I have to touch the toe, and then give it good energy. Hey, what did the little toe say to the big toe? What, Rob? Why are you so much bigger proportionally than I am? Ha, ha, ha.
I may be one toe down, but that doesn't mean I have to be toe up. Get it?
So Malia sends Alex to look for some manual. She's like, okay, it's in the white box, Alex. Okay, it's in a white box down there. He's like, all right, I'm going to go look for the manual. So he goes down and he's like, Malia, the manual's not here.
Yeah. And she's like, just keep looking or whatever. And then Rob is now done with his toe, but he's now kissing Jess in the laundry room, of course. So Malia's just telling everyone to hurry up because everyone's being really slow. And then Alex comes back. He's like, yeah, I found your wicked awesome manual here, but it wasn't where you said it would be, okay? You know what? It wasn't there. She's like, okay. Yeah, it wasn't where. You remember how you said it was going to be in that white box? Wasn't there. She's like, okay, great.
Deck crew, Bugsy, I've got some rubbish. Can I leave it somewhere?
And Rob goes, what did she say? I love that Rob is so supportive of Jess, he's going to pretend he can't understand Bugsy's accent.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Rob.
I'm like, you guys are from the same country. So then...
are they? I think he's South African. Wait, where's Bugsy from?
She's South African.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, unless maybe like one of them is from Soweto, which is technically a country within South Africa. What?
Ooh.
So then Rob is like back and he tells Malia, he's like, let's all be polite to one another. There seems to be some tension. My little toe and my big toe. Ha ha, call back.
You have to understand that the guests are the first priority here, okay?
He's like, but it's transferring that energy across now because people are sensitive and I'm just being mindful of energy.
Shut up.
I know. I'm always like, hey, Rob.
Go cry about it.
Seriously. And she's like, Rob, your boss is going to ask you to hurry sometimes. It's just what it is. He goes, I'm just going to keep quiet today. Rob, I'm devastated that you won't be sharing your sparkling personality with us for the whole day. I'm so devastated.
It's like, you don't have to take things so personal every single time, Rob. He's like, I said, I'm going to keep quiet today.
That's the opposite of keeping quiet is saying the same thing twice.
He's like, you're holding space for negative energy.
Oh, wah!
You literally have like a bleeding toe. Just wrap it up. She said, hurry up. She was so nice about it too. She's like, I just need you to hurry up. Okay. Like it was so nice.
God, just what imagine the world needs. Riley. Another sensitive male model.
Who used to be a drug runner. So Malia's like, I don't give a fuck about your energies right now. When your boss tells you to pick up the pace, you pick up the pace. Am I right, everyone?
Yeah, so she's like, right. Pace needs to be pace no matter what people are feeling. So then the girl with the big lip stuff on is like taking selfies in water, which is all we really see them do whenever it cuts to them. They're like, look at us in hot tub. Look at us standing at rail. I was like, wow, fascinating Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to follow these people fast.
So Kiko's working on his sushi, and Bugsy and Hannah are doing the tablescape. And then there's, like, some sort of weird slide drama, because I guess the slide sort of, like, twisted itself up a little bit and inverted. So Rob is, like, down on the tender, and he has to untangle it. And Malia's like, okay, just, you know, just take that cable and just, like, go with it, and then that'll be fine. He's like, I'm going to tie a knot. No, you don't have to tie a knot. Just Malia's like, I'm going to tie the knot. You don't have to. Please tell me this isn't a marriage joke. Why would I joke about something so serious? Okay, so then don't touch the knot. I'm making a knot. She's like, okay, please.
I'm divorcing the knot. There, are you happy?
Okay, that was at least trying. Okay, I was trying.
He's like, you're making me stressed out. She's like, Jesus Christ, okay? The world doesn't revolve around your fucking feelings.
I know. Just do what she says. You don't have to tie the knot. Whatever. I don't even know what the knot meant. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. So then we go to Bugs and Jess. Bugs is calling Jess on the radio. She's like,
Jess, Bugs. Jess, Bugs. Could you bring me some wine glasses?
She's like, mixers? What?
Wine glasses.
Fine asses? Thank you.
Wine glasses.
That's just mean. That was really mean what you just said.
Mung beans? What?
Yeah.
She's also, Jess is also trying to open up a trash bag, and she just, it's like she's got it in her mouth and her hand, like she's got like a toe in there. She just can't do it. Mm-hmm. So Bugsy's like, did you copy that? I can't ever understand you.
Wine glasses.
Is that Enya? What are you talking about?
Oh, wine glasses. See what happens when you enunciate? She's like, oh, I'm the queen of enunciation, my doll. She goes, oh, okay, back to not being able to understand you.
Although, hilariously, my doll is actually not enunciating very well, just by the virtue of it. It's like literally like a, there's an apostrophe in there. So Jess is like rolling her eyes, and she also probably has like the garbage bag like wrapped around her leg at this point. So now it's lunchtime, and Hannah's just on her phone, and Bugsy is serving
sushi a la Kiko.
And the main guy, Bernardo's like, is there ponzu sauce? And she's like, ponzu sauce? Kiko, they would love some ponzu sauce. And he's like, vegan rolls? Are there vegan rolls? Are there mushrooms? Are there mushrooms?
One guest vegan is also rolls, requesting Kiko. Mushrooms.
Vegan rolls, mushrooms. They need another fork. Could you make an eye sculpture?
So Malia takes the crew aside while this is all going on, and she's like, listen, guys, I know that sometimes things are stressed, but things have to happen, okay? And I have to say things, and sometimes they're going to hurt your little feelings, okay? So why don't we just go eat and stop being hangry, okay?
And Rob, yes, I do see that you found a dandelion and tied a knot in its stem. That's very nice. That's very nice. Not what I need right now.
But it's beautiful.
Yes. Ponzu.
Excuse me, Kiko is still working on the ponzu. Could I perhaps offer you a little bit of thunder? Because I can bring that.
Kiko, can I get some ponzu? They're eating very quickly, very quickly.
He's like, I have to make the mushrooms. And then the guest upstairs is like, I'm not full. Well, that's because all you eat are mushrooms and gluten-free bread. Of course you're not going to be full.
So, who's Hannah talking to here, the guest?
Her boyfriend. She's like,
oh, yeah. She's like, hey, how you going? You know, this is what my stewardesses get, a normal fucking day I'm taking. So, you know what? I've done this shit a long time. I deserve a day. I'm not getting fucking bullied anymore.
Kiko, they want tempura! Tempura!
I cannot talk to her. He's getting so frustrated. He's like, I'm not fucking McDonald's, okay? I cannot do things like that fast all the time. I'm Kiko!
Yeah, they are making like a million demands. I think at some point, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the role is, but I feel like Bugsy is supposed to maybe like manage this, like rather than have like an onslaught onto poor Kiko who has to make homemade ponzu and slice mushrooms or whatever. Like, There's got to be some way to like control the flow of information that's going to him, right? Or maybe, or is he just disorganized?
I think he is, because the guy asked him for ponzu this morning and he still hadn't made it. And he knows that they're always going to eat more than they order, so he didn't do that. And then what was the other thing? Ponzu. That, oh, mushrooms. And mushrooms. Always have fucking mushrooms out. The guy's had mushrooms every 5 minutes, okay? Get the guy's mushrooms.
Yeah. So, by the way, it's now like 3 o'clock. It's been an hour. I actually feel a little bad for these guests because the service has not been great in terms of how long they have to wait just to get their food. Like, they had like whatever their rolls were at 2 o'clock, and now it's 3:15 and they still haven't had their tempura and all this, and they're just basically going bonkers.
Yeah, and Bugs is doing coffees, but Jess, well, Bugs tells...
Now they want dessert.
Bugs tells Jess how to do coffees, but she's not doing them.
And now they guess, like, some guests want dessert. Now they all want different types of coffees. One wants oat milk, one wants almond milk, one wants this and that. And then the vegan is like, I want more vegan rolls. So it's just, they want everything all at once.
Yeah, it's a clusterfuck. And Bugs is really stressing out. And so she's like, just coffees. She's like, I'm trying to focus. But can you not multitask? Not while you're talking, lady who speaks like she's underwater.
Well, how far are you? We're trying to clear here.
She goes, and you're still talking.
So. I just need to know how far you are.
I don't know, about 6 feet away from you?
No, not distance. Do you know how to use an ice cream scoop? You just sort of plunge it into the ice cream and then pull it out and put it in a bowl? Is that a little too hard for you?
And Bugsy's like, I cannot not be a control freak, but working under others and it's showing me how to let go. Look at me right now, letting go. It's like freaking out.
Meanwhile, it's 3:38 p.m. and the tempura is finally ready that they ordered like 45 minutes ago. I mean, I would be going bonkers, to be honest.
Yeah. So then Jess pulls Bugs aside. She's like, Bugs, could you do me a favor? Could you maybe speak clearer or something? It's like, I can't change how I was born, all right? I was born with these pins in my hair, and I was born to talk like this.
It's like Lady Gaga says, I was born this way. I mean, that would be like me saying to you, hey, Jess, could you just be smart for one day? Just because it doesn't happen, you know?
Actually, yes. Hold on, and let me get that book.
You're holding it upside down, and I'm pretty sure that's just a shoe.
I can read shoes upside down. Now who's stupid? Stupid. So Bugs is like, okay, then I'll talk clearer then. And she goes, I mean, what, do you think I don't want to understand you on purpose? Like, is that what you think? And she's like, okay, I will try to be more clear then if that's what you want. And Sandy and Hannah have both walked through this, but they're on opposite sides of them, just kind of watching what's going on. And Jess is like, and by the third time, like, finally I can understand you. Finally.
Hey there. Can I finish what I'm saying? No, we are done here.
Yeah, because she's like, can I finish it? Because this is the part that, like, I feel like she's about to say, this is like my really good point that I'm gearing up to. And he's like, no, you can't. And she's like, well, Kiko can't understand you either, and neither can Malia. Bugsy's just like, fuck this bitch.
And Captain tells Hannah, we're going to have a little lesson on the radio later so they can all understand Bugsy. Please do that. I would love that scene. All right, everybody. Bugsy, go ahead and say you need something.
Tempura.
Well, that was rude.
Now, did she ask for a mattress? Tempur-pedic? You know, she has a point, this Jess.
Multiple choice. What did Bugsy say?
So Hannah and Bugsy are upstairs, and Bugsy's just telling Hannah, like, she's losing her mind with Jess, because Jess keeps saying, oh, I can't understand. So Sandy goes up to Jess and is like, okay, little one. Okay, can you take that garbage bag out of your mouth? Okay, great. Listen, I think, you know, we train our ears to hear how people talk in the industry. I mean, everyone has different dialects and different accents and, did you just close the door on your other hand? You did, didn't you? Okay, you thought I said walk into the door, didn't you? Okay, maybe you do have a hearing issue.
We've got to learn to adjust our ears to their communication.
okay? She's like, I'm trying. She goes, oh, I get that you're tired, okay? We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Look at me, winking it. I'm going to wink at you a few times. Just stand there and take it. Oh, you're being washed over with winks. Yep, yep, like that. And done. Okay, I've winked on you about 5 times.
Are you ready? Now maybe it's time for you to catch those winks in bed. Nap time, young lady. You're tired.
So Bugsy's talking to Hannah still, and she's like, when you're away down taking your much-needed rest, I'm trying to make the interior good for you. I'm not the chief steward, so I can't structure everything myself.
Mm-hmm. So then she goes on break, and Sandy's basically talking to Hannah about Kiko being just, he's saying that he's just really disorganized and wants Hannah to help Kiko keep his shit together.
Yeah. And so Hannah's way of doing that is she goes into the kitchen and she goes, all right, Kiko, dinner has to be, because I have a mariachi band coming in and the timing has to be perfect. Got it? Great. Good talk.
Surely by me adding more pressure onto you, that should get you organized. Great.
Okay, so then Bugsy sees Alex, and she's like, hey, Alex. And he's like, I love your smile. She's like,
well, thank you. I love to smile.
He's like, are we flirting right now?
Yes, Alex.
I don't know, because apparently no one can hear what I say.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simplest rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio. Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So the captain is going to do a cruise around tonight while the guests are sleeping. So they're going to wake up to a whole different experience. Ooh, yeah. And one of the guys goes, yes, this is what we've been wanting.
Yeah, everyone like applause. Wow, the yacht is going to move someplace. And by the way, they're all sitting at the table. The primary, his shirt is just like, I think between all 8 of these people, there are maybe 3 buttons that are buttoned collectively.
Totally.
Amongst all these people.
Yeah. And so the mariachi band comes, and they're singing on the boat. They sing, like, on their little tender and all the way up the boat. And that's enough mariachi for me. Now, those guys are very talented. But yes. I love going to El Compadre. But, God, when those mariachi guys come, it's like I was in the middle of something. And, of course, do you have Venmo? Do you have Venmo? Okay.
Yeah. Does mariachi, does that have roots in Spain and Mallorca? Or is that just purely a Mexican art form? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Because... I'm ignorant on this point.
All right. Well, we'll let our listeners inform us. So then so now the first course is being served. Kiko is, of course, going nuts because Sandy's just hovering over his shoulder. And so he serves this first course, and it seems to go well. The lady says, it's perfect. It's perfect. I'm So perfect, I'm going to put a mask on my lips. Oh, there. Even more perfect now. Oh, yes.
Cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And Bugs comes down and she's like, they're loving your food. She's like, if they're happy, I'm happy. Kiko's take on a surf and turf and gluten-free vegan pasta with some vegetables.
So she delivers that. And one of the guys is like, how come I don't get any pasta? You got the pasta. It's like, oh, God.
And then, of course, the vegan guy, he is upset. He's like, I already said I didn't want any pasta, which I'm not sure if we heard him say that. I don't seem to remember hearing him say that it wasn't caught on camera. I think if it were caught on camera, they would have shown that. And also, like, what are the odds that this guy did not pay for any of this trip, right? This guy is totally reading, like, the classic Below Deck guest who didn't pay for any of the trip but complains the most.
Yeah. And so one of the guys tells him, well, you're not liking anything, right? And he's like, well, he can't eat the pasta because it's cold.
Now it's cold.
Oh, man, poor Kiko. I like Kiko. Not looking good for Kiko at this point.
Yeah, and then the prawns are also too soft, so they don't have good texture, so people aren't eating anything. And then Hannah's like, hey, lady, do you want to have a piece of fish? Little piece of fish, honey. Want a little grilled piece of fish? No, no, no fish. No, no. All right, no fish for you.
Yeah. So Kiko's super depressed about it, and then they deliver the cake, and the guy's like, "I'm already the luckiest guy on earth. So what could I even wish for?" And then another guy's like, "Is this cake vegan?"
Nope.
Oh,
you could
no.
wish for a vegan dessert for your friend.
Oh,
this cake isn't vegan or dairy free, right, Kiko?
He goes like, nope. She's like, well, what do we have for the vegan? He's like, well, all I have is a scoop of ice cream. I'm like, I don't know if that qualifies for vegan or dairy-free either, but unless it's vegan dairy-free ice cream. But
yeah. Uh-oh. Not
yeah,
good.
So that guy is, the vegan guy is really pissed off, despite the fact, I mean, listen, he has a right to have, you know, if they're spending a lot of money, whether he spent it or not, and if he says he's a vegan, he has a right to get basics like a piece of dessert.
Yeah, at least send him a fucking fruit bowl. I mean, yeah. If you have dairy-free ice cream or whatever, put that with
mushrooms.
Some fruit or something. Mushrooms.
Candied mushrooms.
Yeah. Come on, Kiko. So the captain comes up and she's like, how was your dinner? And he's like, oh, for us, good, but for some people. And the vegan's like, for this kind of yacht, it's average. She's like, I am not happy and I'm going to show that by hugging myself right now, winking at you 5 times, turning in a circle, pulling the tail out of the donkey. Are we happier now? Nope. All right, I'll go yell at Kiko. Be right back.
She goes, you know what? It's my goal to have your experience be the best it could possibly be. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to light up the engines, and it's going to get smoky. I'm like, you're going to flood them with exhaust?
It's like, all right, my job is to make this your best experience. And they're like, great job. I was like, then she failed. What are you applauding her for?
Yeah. So so now after all this mess, they're like at the hot tub now or wherever they are. And so everyone else is cleaning up. They're cleaning up the table and everything. And Malia and Alex are in the bridge talking about, I don't know, boats, radars,
as they do,
where that manual was. I didn't write down what they talked about.
The guys are partying and talking to Bugs, and the guy's like, can we call for boys? And the lady's like, is anyone gay on this boat? Anyone? Peter? What about Peter? And the guy's like, no, he's mine. And so they're like,
this is where the vegan guy, by the way, this is where he I was giving him some credit. I was like, you know what? He has a right to have his own dessert. But then when he says that he reserves Peter for himself, no, you don't get your dessert anymore. You have no taste. You have proven you have no taste. You do not deserve dessert anymore.
Yeah. That didn't age well with that guy, for sure.
No. Yeah. So then, the guest asks Bugsy who she would shag, marry, and kill. And she's like,
ooh, I would shag the thunder, marry the thunder, and kill the thunder!
They're like, Bugsy! Bugsy! They love Bugsy, so that's they where we him. Are with these guys. So then in the mess, Kiko's like, oh, I'm so tired. Someone please shower me. Please just clean me. And Hannah sees Jess dressed just normally in her casual clothes. And she's like, oh, well, I'll lock your dress, Jess. And she's like, thank you. It makes me feel like I'm not on a boat. Like I'm not even working.
And Hannah goes, oh yeah, so does Valium.
It's like, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All the fish stop again, like, wait a second. So Alex and Bugsy flirt some more with their little flirting, where I guess she wanted him to taste something, right? She was like, would you taste this? And he's like, would you accept me how I am? And otherwise I won't taste it or something like that.
Because she says, hey, you want a piece of that bread? And he's like, I'm done eating bread for tonight. And she goes,
you call yourself a real man, eat the bread.
And he says, when you accept me for who I am and love me, I will. And she's like, no.
I don't accept you. So then Hannah popping pills again. The sequel.
The music stops. Close up of Hannah taking a pill. And not trying to hide it at all. I mean, she's taking it right in front of the close-up cam in her room. So that's why I'm so confused about this.
Same. And then the guests are up there talking about how they like Hannah, but Bugsy is the better stew. They just love Bugsy, etc. And then they start hugging her goodnight. They're like, goodnight. They just like love her, and she's hugging them all goodnight. And then the vegan falls down the stairs, which felt great.
So the next morning, 5:50 a.m., Kiko tells us, the stress of this boat makes me depressed, no? I mean, my food is about feeling, and if I'm stressed, my food is not the same. What is it with every fucking man on this show and their feelings? I don't care about your feelings. Seriously. Do your job, okay?
Exactly.
Even you, Kiko, who I love, but Jesus Christ.
So this whole segment, from this point to pretty... This whole next segment, this breakfast segment, was extremely stressful for me. Like, I was just cringing during this entire thing. So the guests wake up. It's 8:38 a.m. And I think it was Giancarlo. He says, they're going to be ready by 9 a.m. for breakfast. So, you know, they say breakfast at 9, okay? 9:03, they're all sitting at the table. And for whatever reason, Hannah's doing laundry and Jess is just vacuuming.
Yeah. And then the slide's going up. Still, no one's there, right? No one's helping them.
They're pouring themselves their own water, which is shameful on this show.
And I thought they said 9:30, but I can't be sure. So then Jess is talking to Hannah, and she's like, there's something wrong with that vacuum. She goes, is the vacuum bag full? She goes, I don't know how to do that. She's like, severe honey eyes.
Trying to figure out what kind of honey I'm going to give Jess. I'm in a whole new world of honeys. I'm going to give her maybe a double finger honey. No. How about just a I'm resigned to my lot in life honey. Okay, that's good.
All right, guests. Now, how's everything going? Wasn't that a nice ride overnight? How's the crew taking care of you? And they're like, oh, they haven't been here yet. She's like, no one has been out here. And then she gets pissed, and so she's on the radio, like, where the frickin' fracking is everybody out here? Gosh dang it, I am not gonna have this humpling dumpling. Somebody better get here!
So then Hannah is like, she comes up from the laundry, and she's like, well, Jess was supposed to radio me. Which I don't, maybe I missed that detail. I don't seem to remember hearing that was something that she was supposed to do.
Also, and again, she was with you, so how could she radio, how could she know?
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. So Sandy is just, she's furious right now.
Yeah, and she's like, this is what I'm waking Bugs up. This is ridiculous. So she's like, she wakes Bugs up, and she's like, it's already a nightmare. Croissant, get it out now. Get that croissant out now.
Yeah. Jess, take that vacuum bag off your head. I need you on croissant duty right now.
Kiko, they've been waiting for an hour. He's like, I didn't know that. Like, how the hell should I know? She's like, you should have stuff prepared. There's nothing out but fruit. Like, what the hell? Well, I need a cheese plate. I need some meat.
So then Sandy goes upstairs. She's like, hey, guys, so sorry about that. Hope you got to take a little micro nap. Always makes me feel better. So you guys want eggs or anything? They're like, yeah. She's like, okay, great. Has Hannah taken your order yet? They're like, no. She's like, okay, what's my... Okay, all right. I'm going to take an anti-nap right now. Going downstairs, take an anti-nap.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't think that Hannah is leading right now. It feels like she just doesn't care. So then slide drama. Alex does actually slide anti-drama. It's like the anti-nap. Alex is done with the slide, and Hannah's super happy that he's always stepping up to the plate. And now back to egg drama!
So Hannah again is blaming Jess for not taking an egg order. She's like, Jess, did you take that egg order yet? No? Okay, you dummy. Also, that vacuum cleaner, you have it wrapped around your knee. All right, good luck. So, and then there's like confusion between the oat coffee and the almond coffee. It's just like things are just like going so far wrong.
Yes, and Hannah doesn't come to the table with that like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry you were waiting. There was some confusion in the whatever. She's just like, all right, there's oat. So who wants that? I mean, I can make a new one if you want. All right, there you go. Do you want some eggs? And she says it in a way rattled. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. She seems really, really rattled and annoyed. And like, maybe she had just been crying or something. So then Sandy's down in the galley. And, you know, she just told Kiko to get some stuff prepared. So he has taken a whole bunch of slices of cheese and just like layered them like a stack of documents on a plate.
Yeah.
That's the cheese. I mean, I'm getting Mila flashbacks. Oh my God. You know what? Today's not good for me. This whole breakfast, I'm not happy. I'm serious. I'm not happy at all. I am still going to hug you though. Because I love a hug. But I'm not happy. It's not a happy hug.
It's like, where is Hannah? And then she looks over and Hannah's just writing down, toast.
Hannah is like Blair Witching in the corner. She's just standing up against the wall. Like, possessed by some other entity. Oh, God.
So now Hannah's delivering the eggs kind of bitchily. And it's 10:12.
10:12. Yeah, an hour and 10 minutes later for some eggs. I would be beside myself. And the thing is this is that they're supposed to allot time for them to play with the toys, because at 11 a.m. they've got to pack everything up.
Yeah. And they finally get to go play in the water. And Kiko's like, I don't want to go out tonight. I'm very tired. And Jess is like, if you're happy and you know it, clap it. Silence.
So then like the toys come out. And then the toys are, they have to bring them back in. And Rob gets knocked over by the slide, which I'm sure he took very harshly.
It's like, listen here, slide. I don't like your energy.
Slide, you're holding space for negative gravity. Don't like that.
I feel like no matter how positive I am with you, slide, you're always going down.
Get it. Ha. Ha. Huh. You know what it is with the slide? It's a very slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. So then joke. Bugsy is taking orders, and the guy's like, I'd like a little coconut water. And she's like, it's unfortunate we don't have coconut water. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. So then Sandy is like, you know what's going to make me feel better? The old classic, I'm going to teach my 16-year-old how to drive. Malia, get yourself up here. You're going to drive out of this anchorage.
And Malia's like, I think she's trying to make me into a mini her, and that's great. I'm pretty happy about it.
Now I like Branzino. I've been hugging more people, and I'm really obsessed with toast.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Parking time, parking the boat time. So, all the guests are getting ready to go, and let's just send them off, shall we? So, they're shaking hands with all the guests, and Bernardo's like, well, we want to start by saying we've chartered yachts. Oh, we have chartered some yachts in our day. But this was amazing. Now, some people were not crazy about the food. Okay? This should have incredible food. Okay? Kiko, you suck. I hope you die in a fire. Okay?
Captain Sandy, your shirt looks very wrinkled, almost as if you have a stew who refuses to do your laundry. You should have had more mushrooms, more coconut water, better vegan desserts. Didn't like the feeling of the wood on my feet. Could you get more better deck next time? Thank you very much.
Also, Bugsy, the main point, Bugsy. We love Bugsy. Bugsy's amazing.
We love Bugsy.
And then it just shows Hannah looking at Kiko like, oh, no.
She just walks back on the boat after they're leaving us. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Jess is really worried that she's about to get yelled at because of the whole breakfast fiasco, but also because Sandy was looking for her shirt or whatever, and apparently Jess just did not do the captain's laundry all charter for some reason. So she's telling Rob, and she's like, yeah, Hannah asked if I was giving it my all, and I was like, I literally don't even understand the words coming out of your Australian mouth right now. Like, could you speak English? Like, proper American English. Thank you.
So then it's tip meeting time.
Yeah.
All right, here, I'm going to tell you where we failed, all right? Our priorities became about us and not our client, okay? This was basically a tray of sliced cheese, this charter. It's a tray of sliced cheese.
You know what? I'm tired of having the same conversations. We're on charter 4. We should be there by now. We should know how to arrange cheese on a plate. We should know how to iron a shirt. We should know how to not tie something onto a slide. Okay, we're there. We need to be there by now.
Now, look, I might have to let people go, okay? Now, we got 15 grand, which in my opinion is a good tip, and they're all mad.
Yeah. But she's like, you know what? You know what? We're going to charter 5. We're going to be there. I want to finish this all together. Right now, we're in one big group hug. And I don't want to have to loosen my arms and have someone fall out of the group hug. Okay, let's just all keep it tight. Like the opening credits of the Golden Girls. All right, now, who wants cheesecake?
All right, now, Hannah, can we just have a talk? Come on, Hannah. Let's have a big talk, self-confidence talk, okay? I just want to check in with you, Hannah. How's it going? Oh, good. Well, you know, Hannah, you're different. Like you're not you. Almost like you're taking pills and it's turning you into a zombie lady I don't even recognize anymore. Look, what are you talking about? You don't even like Hannah. Isn't it better if she's not being herself?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that Hannah, at least the way she's being portrayed, she does seem a little checked out, you know? And Sandy's like, you know, you got a lot of challenges, and I brought Bugsy in to support you, not to replace you. And I feel like you've sort of resigned. I think ever since you did that double honey finger, we all saw that. I think that sort of like, it kind of peaked. And you're just sort of sad ever since then, huh? It took a lot out of you, the double honey finger, didn't it?
Yeah, if you don't have that passion, I mean, there's something wrong, Hannah. And Hannah's like, oh, I'm tired, all right? But I know that when Sandy's on a rant like this, there's nothing you can say or do. So the best thing is you can do is just keep your mouth shut and prepare to be squeezed to death.
You know, I just don't buy it. I mean, you know, as a captain, I complain every day on this boat, you know, because you either have that passion or you don't. And like with Mila and Anastasia, everyone else, you made no bones about their cooking. But you haven't mentioned anything about Kiko, and you saw that cheese. You saw that cheese, Hannah, and you love to complain. Where is your complaining about the cheese, Hannah?
I want the other Hannah back. Okay, give her back. And Hannah's like, well, I think that there's things that Kiko can work on, but it's not laziness. I will say that. She's like, you know what? I have a feeling he's reached his capacity. All right, I don't want to fire him, but if I don't get what I need, he's gone. And I just need to make sure that you feel supported by me. And to make you feel supported, I'm going to present to you this trophy that the guests have left that says Bugsy, and it has her face on it, and it's going to Bugsy. Sorry, I'm giving this to the wrong person. All right, go on with your day. Feel great about yourself.
And then Kiko runs in. Okay, here's the ponzu sauce. I got it. Ponzu sauce is ready. So Rob and Jess, they're flirting around and stuff, and Bugsy is bossing Jess around and saying how she's like,
I don't sweat the panty stuff as much as I used to. If it's not going to bother you in 5 hours or 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 millennia, why should it bother me for 5 minutes? Ah!
So now it's time for the captain and Kiko to have their meeting. And she's like, Kiko, can we tack in the bridge? Now I'm going to close and lock this window just in case things get ugly. Hold on, wait for me to finish locking this window. Okay, let's have a talk. All right.
No, thank you for the mushrooms. I actually don't need those, and the guests have left. Okay, so Kiko, amazing guy. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. I know that I opened up by saying you're an amazing guy. Don't get nervous, even though that's the worst thing a boss can say to an employee, because it makes you think that you're about to get fired. But I just want to say, you're an amazing guy. Everyone loves your person. You're so good at what you're a good person. You're a good person. Are you still nervous? Okay, how can I calm you down? It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. Okay, that make you feel better? Huh?
You know who has one of the best personalities of anyone I know? The homeless guy outside my apartment building. I mean, that guy is so happy, you know? So you could be happy too. You don't need a job to be happy, do you? Okay.
You know, I I cook a lot for my big family. Have I mentioned I've got a big family? And I was on that panini press all that time. And I thought, gosh, I guess I'll have to be a cook. And then I realized, you don't have to be a cook in life just to get ahead.
So
why you look so scared? Huh?
Yeah. So listen here, okay? I've got a reputation. I don't want to ruin it. You're going to be fired if you don't stop sucking. Okay, nice guy. Okay. And he's like, oh, I'll try my best. And she's like, this isn't a beat up session. It's a reality session. And the reality is, you're getting beat up. Wasn't that fun? What a fun circle. Okay, get your shit together, stupid. All right.
Now go Google cheese and how to arrange it. Great. Great.
Croissant. That's my favorite part. It's like, croissant, now!
Croissant. oh, God. I am worried for Kiko. I feel like he is in over his head. His
well, especially because they showed clips from next week, and they show a tray of Mila nachos. Did you catch those sloppy nachos they showed at the end? Oh, no. It's like, not he's Mila done nachos. For.
Not Mila nachos.
It looked like bad store-bought chips that, you know, someone pooped on. It was not good. Not good, Kiko. Yeah,
not good.
But I love that guy. Kiko. I hope he pulls through.
He seems so sweet. Everyone, thank you for listening. We will be back on the next episode with Selling Sunset. Also, check out our bonus episodes. Last week, we did the series premiere of Down to Earth, which was that silly, silly Zac Efron travel show. So go check that out, because that was really fun. People apparently are really enjoying making fun of Zac Efron on that show.
Yes.
And then this week we're doing Unsolved Mysteries. We're going to check out Unsolved Mysteries, which will also be fun. We're sort of sampling things around the world.
Yeah, there you TV. Go.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So, we sure love you. Have a good one out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes we don't appreciate the little things until they're taken away, like a walk. Not for any reason, not to any destination. We will take back the streets where we live, where we love. In Italy, we call this La Passeggiata, and we welcome the day when we'll walk again. Walk together with us, Peroni, Italia. Enjoy Peroni responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.